Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following is a rebuttal to letter. IT worker says many school employees rely on second jobs, published October 1. Mr. Canning, I understand your plight, but consider this. In our society, most folks earning $40,000 to $50,000 have second or even third jobs. I begrudge no one the right to earn more than $50,000. That is not the issue. I worked in an industry for many years in which I earned substantially more, and sometimes less. I paid for my dental care, I received no pension, and had to invest my own money for retirement. I also worked about 70 hours weekly to increase my income. What seems to be the issue is your feeling that they need to earn over $40,000, or likely closer to $55,000 with benefits. There is a reality which none of our education industry unions seem to understand. Many of the folks that pay the salaries of all education workers work for less money, and have no additional support for their families. I know of folks who work three jobs, as well as having their spouse work, and they look upon the requests of education workers and say, "So, I'm working at least two jobs in order to support my family and yours. What's in it for me?" Not sure if you understand, but almost everyone that I speak with has simply had it, with the palms out from the collective education unions. You are asking all folks to subsidize your incomes, when they are already strapped. More money? I have no problem, but as suggested in my comments, education workers are not alone in their efforts to earn an income, and earn decidedly more than a great percentage of workers who pay taxes to support you as well as having substantial benefits, again supported by those who have none. Many folks have businesses on the side and work weekends to ensure these businesses grow and thusly increase their incomes. I truly suggest that CUPE negotiates with the teachers' unions to share the wealth or start a small business. Yes, they work weekends, but that is the world we are in. Gord Crawford, Guilford.